ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Beis. The Gemara begins on the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amid Beis with a memory on Reb Yitzchok by Yosef on Reb Yechanan. Kol HaMechokin Kulon Tzor Sheyichtoi V'dein Kiyumeyan. On all mechikas that it says in the shtar, one has to write the kiyum of that mechika b'seif ha-shtar. And Zakt Reb Yechanan, a second halacha, v'tzorich sheyachsim me'en yoni shal shtar b'shita achreina. One has to repeat and chazer over everything it says in the shtar in the last line of the shtar. One cannot write any new chiyuvim in the last line of the shtar. Zakt the Gemara, my timer om Rav Amram l'fi she'en le'meiden m'shita achreina. We cannot learn out any new chiyuvim, any new chiyuvim that are written in the last line of the shtar. There would be no edus on the chiyuvim l'fi she'en le'meiden m'shita achreina. And the Rashbam is mefarish, why is it that we don't learn out from the Shita Achreina Shal HaShtar, being that the Eidim cannot sign exactly under the Ksava of the Shtar, they leave a little bit of space between the Chasima and the Ksiva of the Shtar. We are chashish, there will be a line of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasima Sa'idim. And in a case where there will be a line of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, the Mavel will fill in the last line whenever he wants. So being that there's a chshash on the last line that it wasn't written before the Chasima Sa'idim, it was the Malva filling in whatever he wants, therefore the halacha is Ein lemeiden mishita achreino, and memeila the halacha is Tzorich sheyachsim me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreino. There is a machlokes of Rishonim, what is the halacha if one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreino, if one did not repeat over everything it says in the shtar, if he wrote other things in the last line of the shtar, what is the halacha? The shita of the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah is that in the case when one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreino, the entire shtar is possible. There is a takanas chacham that one has to be chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreino. If one does not make the shtar ketikin chacham, the shtar is a possible shtar and the entire shtar is possible. The shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Ramban is that if one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreino, the shtar is still kosher. Only ein lemeiden mishita achreina, any chiyuvim that it says in the last line, we do not have an edus on this chiyuvim, and the leiv is not chayiv for any chiyuvim that it says in the shita achreina shal shtar, lefi she'ein lemeiden mishita achreina. But even though they weren't chayzim and yonish shal shtar b'shita achreina, the rest of the shtar is still kosher, and everything it says in the shtar until the last line, there still is a din shtar and an edus on everything it says before the last line. We mentioned in the previous year, Tosis and Daf Kuf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph Devei Maschel V'Neichush asks, on this that Reb Chanina Megamliel says in the Mishnah, O get mekushe shakos v'edov mitoicha is kosher because it's yochel la'asoyse pashat. O get mekushe that the edim signed under the ksiva of the shtar and did not sign on the back like one is supposed to sign a get mekushe, it's still kosher v'mipnei sheyochel la'asoyse pashat. In fact, Tosis by a get mekushe, there is no halacha that one has to be chozim in yonish shal shtar v'shita achreina. When I get poshet as the halacha, the one has to be chozim me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina. So how is it that one can make a get mekusher into a get poshet? For Tosfos l'chayre, he was not chozim me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, and him kein the shtar should be posel. And Tosfos answered that just like the Edom signed mitoichai, they signed under the ksav like a get poshet, who adin they were chozim me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, and therefore Zakhtab Chanin Megamliel get mekusher shachos me'edot mitoichai, and they were chozim me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina. In such a case, the shtar is kosher mipnei sheyochel la'asoyse poshet. And the chayre Tosis kash is only kefi the shitas of Rishonim that if one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, the entire shtar is possible. According to the shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Ramban, that if one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, the shtar is kosher only ein lemeiden m'shita achreina, the chayre it's not shver Tosis kasha. We can say, get mekusher shachos me'edot mitoicha, is Rav Chanina ben Gamliel is saying that the shtar is kosher mipnei sheyochel la'asoyse poshet, and ein achanami, being that he wasn't chozim and yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, will be ein lemeiden from the shita achreina, we won't learn out any new chiyuvim from the last line of the shtar. But akoponim, the rest of the shtar would be kosher, agam the eidim signed mitoicha, they signed in the wrong place, the shtar would be kosher mipnei sheyochel la'asoyse poshet. We also mentioned in the previous year, Tosis in our sugin Devei Maschel V'Tzorich Sheyachsim Yoni Shel Shtar discusses what is the halacha if one wasn't chozer me'en yoni shel shtar b'shita achreina, and there's a line of space after the ksivas hashtar before the chasima seidim. Zok Tosis, in such a case, there is no chash that maybe the malva filled in whatever he wants in the last line of the shtar. Being that there's still on the line of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, if the Malva had filled in a line, it would come out that the Eidim signed two lines after the Seif HaShtar. And the first line, the Malva filled in, and the second line is still blank. And Zaktaisit is like Shchiach that the Eidim should sign two lines from the Seif HaShtar, they should leave two lines blank. And imkain, in a case where there's one line of space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, there is no cheshash that maybe the Malvel filled in the last line. Zok Taisus, in such a case, we should be able to learn out from the Shita Achreina, there should not be the Halach of Ein Lameidim Mishita Achreina. And Taisus answers Lebesayif that it's a late plug Rabbanon, that Chazal and Mesakim with a loy plug, they were geyser a case where there is a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, up to a case where there is no space, and if they would tell us that in the case where there is a space, it's Yachal and Melef Meshita Achreina, people will get mixed up, and they would say even in a case where there is no space also, they will be able to learn out from the Shita Achreina, and therefore loy plug Rabbanon, they made a geyra across the board that in all cases Ein Lameidin Meshita Achreina. There is an Eden in the Poiskim, what is the Halacha Lefi, the Shita of the Ramam and the Amban, that if one wasn't chayzim en yoni shoshtar b'shita achreina, in such a case, where there's a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, what is the halacha? The shita of this Sma is that in that case also we say loy plug rabbanon, just like in Taisus we said loy plug rabbanon, that if one wasn't chayzim en yoni shoshtar b'shita achreina, even if there's a line of space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, loy plug rabbanon, and the Shtar is apostle Shtar. Zok the Sma, who would then defeat the shita of the Ramam and the Ramban, who hold that even in a case where one wasn't chayzim and yonish shtar b'shita achreina, the rest of the shtar is kosher, only ein lemeidin b'shita achreina, we can't learn any new chiyuvim from the last line of the shtar. Zok tisma, if even in a case where there's a line of space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim also, ein lemeidin b'shita achreina, agam, there is no cheshash that the malva filled in the last line, afilu achi, loy plug abon, and ein lemeidin b'shita achreina shal ashtar. And the shach is chilek on this ma. And the Shach explains that there's a Yosei Distik and Machlekes to explain the Machlekes of Yamam and Taisfis, whether or not if one wasn't Chayzim Ben Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achrein is the entire Shtar Apostle or the rest of the Shtar is Kosher, one can't learn out from the last line of the Shtar. And the Shach is Masbid that according to Taisfis, the Halach of Tzarech Sheyachzim Ben Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achrein is a Takonas Chachamim. Chazal Mesakin, the Eifin of Ksiva Shtaris is that one has to be Chayzim Ben Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achrein. In a case where one wasn't chayzim ben yonish shtar b'shita achrein, he was like also the shtar ketikun chachamim, and b'makom a person didn't make the shtar ketikun chachamim, the shtar is apostle shtar. But kozel lefi the shita of Taisus and lefi the shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the way the Ramah paskins, that if one wasn't chayzim ben yonish shtar b'shita achrein, the entire shtar is apostle. Mashaykin, according to the shita of the Ramah and the Ramban, which is also the way the Machaber paskins in Simon Memdalin and Chayshin Mishpat, Zok the Shach, according to the Shittas that say that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar, only Ein Lameidin Meshita Achreina, the reason is because they hold there is no Takon of Tzarech Sheyachzim and Yonish Shtar Meshita Achreina. They hold like the way the Nemuki Yosef explains the Shita of the Ramban, this that Chazal said, Tzarech Sheyachzim and Yonish Shtar Meshita Achreina, is an Eitz HaToiva, being that the Halacha is that Ein Lameidin Meshita Achreina, we are Cheshish, the Malvel filled in the last line, and we can't learn out anything new from the last line of the Shtar. Therefore, Chazal gave an Eitz HaToiva Kamash Malon. Chazal gave an Eitz HaToiva that a person shouldn't write anything new in the last line. They should be Chayzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina. But it's not a Takanas Chacham in the Eifin of Ksiva Shtaris. It's an Eitz HaToiva being that Bezdin is not going to learn out any new Chiyuvim from the last line. You should be Chayzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina. Umemela, a person who wasn't Chayzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina, Zok Tiramam and Damban, the rest of the Shtar is Kosher, only Ein Lameidin M'Shita Achreina. And Zok Teshach, being that Tzarech Sheyachzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina is not a Takanas Chacham, it's only an Eitz HaToiva that a person should be Chayzer because Bezdin doesn't learn out any new Chiyuvim from the last line of the Shtar. In a case where there is no Cheshash that the last line is written by the Malve, and there is no Cheshash that maybe it was Mezuyif, being that there's a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, and it's not Mestavre, the Eidim left two lines of space, so we see that the Shtar was already written before the Chasima Sa'idim ad Seifa, even the last line also. In such a case, it's mistaver, being that there's no chash ziyef and there's no chash the malva wrote the last line. In such a case, the halacha would be that they could be lemeidin mishita achreina. This that Tosis says loy plug is dafka l'shitase that the entire shtar is possible. But according to the shitas, told that the shtar is kosher and lemeidin mishita achreina. But makom that there is no chash that it's mezuyef would be kosher and would be lemeidin mishita achreina shoshtar. Just to summarize, we said over on this memory of Reb Yechanan Tzarech Sheyachzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina, the Gemara explains the Fisha Ein Lameidin M'Shita Achreina, we can't learn anything new from the last line of a Shtar. We said over Machlikus of Yishainim, the Shita of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah is that if one isn't Chayzim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina, the Shtar, the entire Shtar is possible. And this is the way the Psak of the Ramon and Chayshim Mishpat Sivim Mem Dalet. We said over the sheet of the Rambam and the Amban is that the entire Shtar is not possible, and if one wasn't Chayzim Ben Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina, it's Ein Lameidin M'Shita Achreina, but the rest of the Shtar is Kosher, and this is the Psak of the Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Mem Dalet. We said over Toysan Daf Kuf Samach Aleph and Aleph asked Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that he says a get mekusha shechosmu edov mitoichay is kosher because it's yachal lasoy say poshut and Toysan asks but a get mekusha one is not choizim minyanis shel shtar b'shita achreina and a get poshut one has to be choizim minyanis shel shtar b'shita achreina. We said over Toysan's kasha is only lefi the shita of the Roshan ben Yoina but according to the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban that even if one isn't choizim minyanis shel shtar b'shita achreina the rest of the shtar is kosher, it's not shvedim mishnah that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says. Or get mekusha shechos made the mitaycha is kasha, even though he wasn't chayzim me inyanei shal shtar b'shita achreina. And we said over this that Tosin the Remaschal v'tzarech is mechadish that if one wasn't chayzim inyanei shal shtar b'shita achreina, and there's a space between the chasim se'edim and the seifa shtar, so Tosin in such a case there is no chishash that maybe the malva filled in the last line, being that there's a space between the seifa shtar and the chasim se'edim, our korchach the malva didn't add anything. Zaktaisis afilochi, in such a case, one has to be choizim and yonish al shtar b'shita achreina because loy pluga abonon, they were going out to a case where there is a space, out to a case where there is no space. And the Sma says that just like Taisis says the shtar is possible, even if there's a space between the seifa shtar and the shita achreina, Zaktaisis Sma, who would feed the shita of the Ramban, that ain't the maiden mishita achreina b'mokam, that they weren't choizim and yonish al shtar, the rest of the shtar is kosher, but they can't learn that from the last line. I feel in the case where there's a space between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim also, in that case we will say that we can't learn that from the last line of the Shtar, even though the rest of the Shtar is kosher, because Loi Pluga Abonon, that ain't made it from the Shita Achreina, I feel in the welcome that there is no Cheshash. And we said over that the Shach is Chaylik and the Shach is Mazbe the Machlik is the Ramam and the Rosh, whether or not the entire Shtar is possible, but welcome that one wasn't Chazim and Yonish Shtar B'Shita Achreina, or we say that the entire Shtar is kosher, only ain't made it from the Shita Achreina. And Zokhtar Shach, the Machlikis is according to the Rosh, it's a Takanas Chacham, that Zorach Sheyachsim and Yonish Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreina. Mamela Zokhtar Shach, according to the Shitas Rosh and according to the Shitas HaTaisis, if one wasn't Machoizib and Yonish Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreina, Hagam, there is no Cheshash that the Malva added the line, being that there's a space between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, given that he didn't make the Shtar Ketakanas Chacham, the entire Shtar is possible. But it's only, but even in the case where there is no Cheshash, there's a Loi Plug Rabban, being that it's a Takanas Chacham. Mashaken according to the Shita Saramam, it's not a Takanas Chacham that one has to be Choizim and Yonish Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreina. According to the Ramam and the Ramban, it's Eitz HaTeva Kamashmalon, about when not Lamedin from the Shita Achreina, one should be Choizim and Yonish Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreina, not write anything new. But being that it's not a Takanas Chacham, it's only an Eitz HaTeva Kamashmalon, it doesn't pass over here to say Loi Plug Rabbanon. And therefore, it's only in a case where there is a Cheshash, we say Ein Lamedin from the Shita Achreina, but per Makam that there's a space between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, that there is no cheshash, that maybe the malva filled in the last line. In such a case, it will be lemaidin from the shita achreina. We will not have the aloch of our gemara of ein lemaidin mishita achreina. On the etzem memory of Rav Amram is mazbe the aloch of Rav Yochanan of tzorich sheyachsim and yoni shal shtar b'shita achreina. Zok to Rav Amram, the reason is the fisha ein lemaidin mishita achreina. We can learn a new dinim from the last line of the shtar. And the Rashbam and the maschel on Rav Amram is mazbe b'soif dvorov. That this type of Amram says in the maiden mishita achreina of the shtar is dafkif, the shtar doesn't say shor v'kayim b'soifoi. But if the shtar says b'soifoi the word shor v'kayim, then there's a chasima se'edim on this that it says shor v'kayim, that this is the seifa shtar. In such a case, we don't have a chshash, the malva will be moisif in the shtar my deboi, the malva won't be able to be moisif in the shtar what he wants to be moisif. In such a case, it will be the maiden mishita achreina, we don't have the chshash of our gemara, which is why we pat our gemara says ain't the maiden mishita achreina. And Tosis and Divya Maschil Lefi is Mayrich on this Nidin, whether or not if the end of the Shtar it says Shor V'Kayim, do we still say the Aloch of our Gemara being Lemaidin Mishita Achreino, or do we say in such a case it's Lemaidin Mishita Achreino? And Tosis brings that Bimeim, the lawyer Yekosman Shor V'Kayim, Bezmana Gemara, it wasn't the Minik to write Besaif of a Shtar of a Get Poshet, the word Shor V'Kayim Besaif of Shtar. And that's why we have the Aloch on our Gemara being Lemaidin Mishita Achreino. But Bezman Azed, the Minik is to write Besaif of Shtar Shor V'Kayim. So Tosis being that Bezman Azed, the Minig is to write Shor V'Kayim, therefore there is no Chshash, the Malva will be able to be Moisif my Deboi and have the Chasima Sa'idim on the last line. The Melin, Bezman Azed, the Halacha is, we are Lemaidin Mishita Achreina, we don't have the Halacha of our Gemara, that our Gemara Paskins ain't Lemaidin Mishita Achreina. For Tosis, I read that the word Shor V'Kayim could help, why are we not Chosesh even Bezman Azed? Maybe there'll be a Shtar that didn't say Shor V'Kayim B'Seifai. And even though it didn't say, and even if it doesn't say Shor V'Kayim B'Seifri, the shtar is still kosher. And now the malva will be Moisif Kol Mai Deboi on this shtar after the end of the shtar, which didn't say Shor V'Kayim, will be Moisif whatever he wants, and it'll be Moichik any Mechikas which he wishes to erase from the shtar. and be mekayim the mechikas on the last line of the shtar, which is blank between the seifa shtar and the chasima seidim, and on the end of the shtar write the word shor vekayim, being that if it says shor vekayim, it's lemeidim mishita achreina, and it comes out the mavel will have the ability to be able to be mezayif shtar. So if Ektoisus, how can we say if it says shor vekayim and lemeidim mishita achreina will come out a kilkul that the mavel will be able to be mezayif the shtar, but mokam that the shtar didn't end with the word shor vekayim? And Tosus answers, being that Bizmanazeh, the minig is to write Shor V'Kayim, Memele Bizmanazeh, for Shtar doesn't end with the word Shor V'Kayim, the Shtar is a possible Shtar. We are not Choshesh, the Shtar didn't say the word Shor V'Kayim, B'Soifei, and then the Malva was Moisef, my Deboy, it ended with the Shor V'Kayim. Being that Bizmanazeh, if it doesn't say Shor V'Kayim, the Shtar is possible, there is no Chshash that the Shtar originally didn't say Shor V'Kayim. Memele Zok Tosus, if the Shtar says at the end Shor V'Kayim, not on a place of a mechika, it says on the last line the word Shor V'Kayim, the Allah is Lamedin Mishita Achreina Shor Shtar. And Tosus asks, why is it that Bizmanazeh the minig changed? Why is it that the Chacham, after this man Chasima Satalmud, switched the minig and started writing at the end of the Shtar the word Shor V'Kayim, and now the Allah is Lamedin Mishita Achreina Shor Shtar? Why didn't they leave it the way it was Bizmana Gemara, that Bizmana Gemara they did not write the word Shor V'Kayim at the end of it get poshet, and the Allah is in the Eid made the Mishita Achreina Shor Shtar? And Tosfos brings two terutzim. Zog Tosfos, Chadei V'Choshesh, after this man Gemara they came up a chashash that maybe the Eidim will sign two lines away from the Seif Ashtar. And in such a case the Shtar is going to be possible, so being that it was Boli Dei Kilkul and Boli Dei Hefsid, they started the minig of writing the word Shor V'Kayim B'Seif Ashtar. In all these cases, the shtar would be kosher, being that it says b'seif v'shar v'kayim. There are no chashashes that the mavel will be able to mezayif and be meisif my deboy. The Rosh asks on this teretz of Tosfos if this will be the reason why they changed the minik and they started writing b'seif v'shar shar v'kayim, kedei that in the case where there's two lines between the chasimah seidim and the seif v'shar, or if there's a case where there's where one it says a davar chodesh in the last line of the shtar, they wanted to make it, they want to be able to be learned out from the shita achreinu shal shtar. In fact, the Rosh bin Mokim that there's two lines between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, there's still a Cheshash, I feel if it says the word Shor V'Kayim. There is a Cheshash that the Malva will be Gaiz laid the end of the Shtar. After the Seif Ksivas Ashtar, he'll cut off the bottom part of the Shtar. And there's two blank lines and the Chasim HaSeidim, he'll be Kaisav my Deboy in the line, in the top two lines, and he'll have a Chasim HaSeidim on these two lines, he'll be able to make a Shtar possible and make Bimazayif and write whatever he wants in the Shtar. So in such a case, there's still a chash that it's Boli Dei Kilkul. L'chayiv, in such a case, it should still be possible if the Eidim left two blank lines between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasim HaSeidim. Zog the Rosh, there has to be a different reason. Why is it that they were Mishan and the Minik? In this case, it would still be possible, I feel, if it says Shor V'Kayim. If there's two lines between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, it's possible, I feel, with the word Shor V'Kayim. So what is the time for the Shina that they were Mishan to say that the Bizman HaZeh, the Minik is to write Shor V'Kayim, and now we say L'meidim Mishita Achreinu Shor Shtar? And the Rosh answers the teretz of the Shini HaMinig, and Tosfos also brings this as a second teretz, where is it that they were Mishana the Minig? Zog Tosfos and the Rosh that there was a Cheshash in the last line itself, there'll be a mistake, and they'll have to make a Mechik in the last line itself. And in such a case, they're going to have to write another line before they sign the Eidim, because Ein Lemeidim Mishita Achreinu, you can't put a Kiyim of a Mechik on the last line of a Shtar. So in Meila, if the last line has a mistake and they have to make a mechika, make a correction, they're going to have to make a kiyum on the next line. And if the next line has a mistake, if again they make a mistake and need a mechika, they're going to have to write another kiyum on the next line of the shtar. And it came out to be a tircha yisera. In Meila, they were misakin that they should write the word shor v'kayim and they could just write a kiyum right after the mechika on the line itself that they're writing. And nowadays we could say lemeidim mishita achreinu shal shtar, being that we write the word shor v'kayim, it's lemeidim mishita achreinu shal shtar, and it won't come to a tircha yisera having to keep writing the next line and the next line, because nowadays the halacha is lemeidim mishita achreinu shal shtar. But because there is all according to this that Tosfos says that if one doesn't write the word shor v'kayim, the shtar bizman hazeh is possible, and therefore we don't have the chashash, maybe in a case where there will be a shtar that won't be written on the word shor v'kayim. And in such a case where it doesn't say the word Shor V'Kayim, the Malva will be Moisef my Deboy and end off with the word Shor V'Kayim, being that if it doesn't say Shor V'Kayim, it's possible, Zog Tosfos, we don't have such a Cheshash. But the Rashbam is Mashma that been Afilu Bizmana Gemara, if one write the word Shor V'Kayim, the Allah is Lameid the Mishita Achreina. In fact, the Ramban, according to the Rashbam, the Kasha of Tosfos is Shver. Why are we not Cheshish? Maybe the Shtar didn't have the word Shor V'Kayim in it, and the Malva was Moisef my Deboy and the Shita Achreina, he wrote the word Shor V'Kayim. How can we say that if in the Shita Achreina it says Shor V'Kayim, we could be Lameidim Mishita Achreina? L'chari, there's a chashash, the Malva will be Moisef my Deboy. And this halacha is also shver on the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha of the Rashbam that if it says the word Shor V'Kayim, it's Lameidim Mishita Achreina Shor Shtar. And the Mechaber never brings this halacha of Tosis that if one doesn't write the word Shor V'Kayin, the Shtar is possible. I feel if one doesn't write the word Shor V'Kayin, the Shtar is still a kosher Shtar. And on the Mechaber, it's Shver, how is it that we can say if one writes the word Shor V'Kayin, well, we could be Lameidim Mishita Achreina, maybe there'll be a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim, and one didn't write the word Shor V'Kayin in the Shtar. The Marvel will be Moisef my debay in the Shtar and write the word Shor V'Kayin, and now the halacha will be Lameidim Mishita Achreina, we're allowing the Marvel to be Mazayef the Shtar. The Shach in Simon Memdalat is Miyashiv the Mechaber. Zok the Shach, if it says the word Shor V'Kayim and they were not Chosim in Yonish or Shtar V'Shita Achreino, it's Nikkei that it was written the Shtar with the word Shor V'Kayim and that the Edom signed. If it would be that when B'Shas Tiksivas Ashtar and the Chasivas Edom, there was no, they did not write the word Shor V'Kayim and really the Alokh is in the Maidim Shita Achreino and the Malva was Moisef Maidibay and wrote the word Shor V'Kayim. The Eidim would have been Chosim in Yonish Oshtar B'Shita Achreina. The Sefer would have filled in in Yonish Oshtar B'Shita Achreina because the Halach is without the word Shor V'Kayim, ain't the Maidim B'Shita Achreina Shoshtar. Being that in the Shtar that's Bala Fanenu, they were not Chosim in Yonish Oshtar B'Shita Achreina, and it says the word Shor V'Kayim, it's nicked that the Sefer and the Eidim were the ones who wrote the word Shor V'Kayim, and that's why they were not Chosim in Yonish Oshtar B'Shita Achreina. This that they are not Chosim in Yonish Oshtar B'Shita Achreina is a Chocha that is Taka, they wrote the words Eshar V'Kayim. And that's why they weren't chayzer, because the halach is lameidin mishita achreina. Therefore, zok the shach, when not chayzer, the malv will be moisef my deboy, because it's nikku was done by the sefer and the edim. The melech zok the mechab, in such a case, it's kasha, and we don't have the chash, the kasha of toys and the amban. Maybe the malv will be moisef my deboy. Hagam, we don't paskan like toys, that if it doesn't say shar v'kayim, it's possible. Afil loch, it's nikku from this that they were not chayzer, meyanish shoshtar b'shita achreina, that they wrote the word shar v'kayim, and therefore they held they would be lameidin mishita achreina shoshtar. Tosis brings another Shita who is Cholik on the Ri. Tosis brings that she is Motzah in the Halachas Gedolos of Rabbeinu Tam. When he's writing over the Seder of Ksivas Hashtar, Zok Rabbeinu Tam, Afilu if it says Shor V'Kayim, also the Halach of our Gemara is Kayim. And we say, Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreinu Shal Shtar, Afilu B'mokim that it says Shor V'Kayim, Rabbeinu Tam is Cholik on the Ri, and Afilu B'Bizman Hazeb, where our Minig is to write Shor V'Kayim, not like the Rashbam, Afilu Achim, in the Halach of our Gemara is true that we say, Tzor Sheyachsum and Yonish Shal Shtar B'Shita Achreinu, Lefisha ein lemeidin mishita achreina shoshtar, there's a chash that the mavel will be moisif my deboi, the male the halachas in ein lemeidin mishita achreina shoshtar. There is a third sheet in the Rishonim, the Ramban has a sheet that's in between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban holds that if the shtar doesn't have any mechikas on it, and it says shor v'kayim only one time, in such a case will be lemeidin mishita achreina shoshtar, like the sheet of the Ashbam, there is no chishash that the mavel will be moisif in the last line of the shtar. Being that the shtar says shor v'kayim like the shita of the Ashbam, there are no chashashas of the malva being mazayif the shtar, and we can be lemeidin mishita achreina. Zak the Ramban, but if it says shor v'kayim two times in the shtar, now there's a chashash that the malva could be moisif my deboy, and he wrote shor v'kayim a second time. Or zak the Ramban, if there are mechikas in the shtar, now then there's already chashashas, maybe the malva was moichik and he's rewriting. In such a case, the halach of our gemara is kayim, afilu if it says shor v'kayim, we still have the halach of our gemara of ein lemeidin mishita achreina shel shtar, and therefore the halach would be like Rebbe Yochanan said, tzorich sheyachsa minyonish shel shtar b'shita achreina, afilu bizman hazeh, that the minig is right shor v'kayim, the halach of our gemara would still be kayim. The gemara is mamshich, the Rav Nachman asked the Rav Amram, minol l'chaha, where do you know this halach of ein lemeidin mishita achreina shel shtar? And Ramam said his makaris from a brisa, if one is machik the Eidim from the Seifa Shtar, there's two lines between the Chasimas Eidim and the Seifa Shtar. So the brisa, the Shtar is Apostle Shtar. But if there's only one line between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasimas Eidim, so the brisa, in such a case the Shtar is kosher. In fact, the Gemara Maishno between two lines between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasimas Eidim that the Shtar is kosher, and if there's one line between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasimas Eidim, the Shtar is kosher. Therefore, if there's two lines between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim, there's a chash that the Mavel will be Mazayif and Kosev my Deboy in the Shtar, and therefore the Shtar is possible. Mashekin, there's only one line, the Mavel cannot be Kosev my Deboy in the Shtar, being that it will be the Shita Achreina and Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina. Therefore, if there's one line between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Seidim, the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. On this halacha mentioned in the Braisa that Hirchikas Eidim Shnei Shitin Min Aksav is possible if there's two lines between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasimas Eidim, the Shtar is possible. The Rashbam is Mefarish in such a case, the Shtar, Hai Shtar is Chos Chaspo Baalmahu, being that it was Nasa, Shalai Nasa Ketikin Chachomim, Zok the Rashbam, Afilu if Eidim come and are made that the Malva wasn't Moisif anything, And this is the way the Eitum Mechoisim on the Shtar B'Shas Chasimoson, Zog the Ashbam, Hai Shtorach Chaspa Ba'almu, it's not a Shtar B'Chal, because it was like Nasa Ketikin Chacham. And Zog the Ashbam, in such a case where the Eitum came, would have the Aloch of a Milva Alpeh, and would not have the Aloch of a Milva B'Shtar, being that the Shtar was like Nasa Ketikin Chacham. Rabbi Nuyayna is Moisef on the Ashbam, that this that we say the Shtar is Postal, was Hichich Hichich Shnei Eidim from the Seifa Shtar to the Chasimus Eidim, is Dafka Benegea to be Goyva Milakuchis. When it comes to be Toyif Milakuchis, if one has to come onto the Koyach of a Shtar to be Toyif Milakuchis, Zogt Rabbi Nuyayna, in such a case, Hichich Shnei Shitin from the Seifa Shtar to the Chasimus Eidim, the Shtar is Postal, one can't be Goyva Milakuchis. But Zogt Rabbi Nuyayna, the Shtar is still considered a Eidis, it's still considered a Milva Alpeh. It's still considered a raya that the like Eidim being made that Ahava happened, and the Leiva cannot say La'adam. There still is a halach of Eidim being made that the Leiva borrowed money from the Malva, and the Leiva cannot say that it didn't happen. If the Leiva says Parati, the Leiva is Neman, because it doesn't have the halach of a Milva Bishtar, a Milva Be'edim, the Leiva is Neman to say Parati. But Zokta Ben Yaina, the Leiva cannot say that it didn't happen, he can't say La'adam, being that there's Eidim being made that there was a Ahava over here, it's still considered an Eidis, only it doesn't have a din of Eidis Bishtar. And therefore the Leiva can say Parati, and who didn't, he can't be Taif Milakuchis, because it's not considered a Milva Bishtar. The Biagra and Choshem Mishpat and Simen Mem Hei asks on this halacha, the Mechaber Paschas like a Ben Yoina, that one can be Taif from Bnei Chari and can't be Taif Milakuchis. In fact, the Gra, how is it that we consider this an Eidus, that the Eidim are being made, that there was an Alva, and only it's not considered an Eidus Bishtar? Being that the entire Eidus is coming from the Chasimus Eidim, it's me Pi and Velei me Pi Ksavam, Eidim cannot be made mitaycha ksav. So, fact to grow, how is it that we consider afilo an eidus alpe? The chayvid shouldn't be an eidus bechlal, and the leiva should be neman to say la'adam also, because there is no eidus bechlal saying that the leiva borrowed money from the malva. And the grow answers this question, Dr. Goyin, being that if the malva would be memali the space between the sefer shtar and the chasimus eidim with kravim, the gemara and the anamid beis tell us milu be kravim is kosher. So the Malva has the ability to make this into a kosher ishtar, mil'u b'kravim is kosher. So I feel if the Malva wasn't the Malva b'kravim, so now that there's two lines of space between the Seifa ishtar and the Chasimus Eidim, the ishtar is a possible ishtar. Zokter Goyin Nikamaka, being that the Malva had the ability to make this into a ishtar, there is no psul mitzad the Eidus of the Eidim. Mitzad the Eidus of the Eidim, we consider this to be a kosher ishtar, and the kilu the Eidim are being made in Bezdin. Only being if the ishtar is like Nasa Ketikin Chacham, it doesn't have the Maila of ishtar. And if we can't be Toif Milakuchis, and who had in the Leiva is Neman to say Parati. But Mikamokim, being that the Malva has the ability to make it into a Kasher Eshtar, it does not have the Chason of Mipi and Velemi Piksavim, we still consider this to be a Ados Eden that there was a Avo, and the Leiva isn't Neman to say La'adam. He's only Neman to say Parati, and he can't be Toif Milakuchis, but he could be Toif Melechari, because he has a Ados Eden that Avo happened. There's a nidin in the poskim whether or not the halacha of an arsuga being lemaidin mishita achrinin shel shtar is true. I feel in the case where the Eidim came to Bezdin and were made, and they told us they signed the Seifa Shtar Mamish, there was no space between the Seifa Shtar and the Chasimus Eidim. In such a case where the Eidim told us they signed the Seifa Shtar Mamish, there is no chishash that maybe the Malva was Moisef my deboy in the Shtar and was Mezayef the last line of the Shtar. Being that the Eidim told us they signed without any space, there was no room for the Malva to Mezayef anything. So in such a case where there is no chishash, do we say the halacha in our suga bein lemeidin mishita achrinin shel shtar, or do we say being that there is no chishash in such a case the shtar is kosher and there now we could be lemeidin mishita achrinin shel shtar? The shachin choshem mishpan and simen mem dalet ziv katan dalet brings the shame b'shem the tshuva sa rajbo that afilu if was amru eidim there was no space between chasimoson and the seifa shtar afilu achi in lemeidin mishita achrinin shel shtar. And the Rashba's Mazbid, the Kol Shein Meichiach Mitoich Ashtar, Ein Loi Din Shtar. Anytime it's not Muchach Mitoich the Shtar, the Kashas of the Shtar, the Eidus of the Shtar is not Muchach Mitoichai, there's a Chshash Ziyef Mitzad the Shtar itself, it has to come into an Eidus Alpe and Ados Eidin that they signed the Seif Ashtar Mamish. Zog the Rashba, in such a case it does not have the Alocha of a Shtar, it only has the Alocha of an Eidus Alpe, and it's not a Kosher Shtar. The Tumim in Sifkotin Bezis Matmion, the Shachar Matmion, the Chuvas of Rashba. In fact, the Tumim from the Psak of the Mechaber in Simen Memtes, there's a case if there are Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Bir Achas, and somebody comes with a shtar that Yosef ben Shimon owes him money, and we don't know which Yosef ben Shimon is the one who owes him the money, and he's coming to be Tevea, one of the Yosef ben Shimons, and two Eidim come and are made that this is the Yosef ben Shimon that borrowed money from him. Over there, the Mechaber Paskins, being that the Eidim were Mesalak the Chshash, that maybe the shtar means the other Yosef ben Shimon, And now we know the shtar is referring to this Yosef ben Shimon. He can be gaiva from this Yosef ben Shimon with the din of a milva b'shtar. The shtar is now becomes a kosher shtar. This that the edim of masalik the chashash that's referring to the other Yosef ben Shimon. And now it is halacha of a milva b'shtar. And one can be gaiva from this Yosef ben Shimon. He can be gaiva milakuchis. And this Yosef ben Shimon can't say parati. He can't say parati, being that it's a milva b'shtar. Factor 2, when we see if the edim are being masalik any chashash that one can be choshish in the shtar, even though the shtar is not muchach mitoichai. And has to come unto the Adas Eidim, Afiloachi, after the Eidim come, they could recreate and be remukim the shtar into a kosher shtar. So, like the Tumim Maishno over here, that the Shach is being Mishain the Chuvas Arashba, that the Eidim can't be made, that they signed Besaifa Shtar Mamish and be Mesalak the Chash, that the Mav will be Mazayif and be Mesif my Deboy. So, over here, the Rashba says that as a Loch of Milva Apeh, Maishno from Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, that Eidim came and were made, and they told us that one of the Yosef ben Shimon is the one who borrowed the money, that they would have a halacha of a milva b'shtar. The Nesivis in Sifkat Nalev is miyashiv the shach and the tshuva sarajba. Zok the Nesivis, this that we say it's possible in our case is not because of it, because the shtar is not muchach mitoichi by itself, that's not a reason to make it possible and make it into a milva alpeh. Zok the Nesivis, the reason why the shtar in our case does not have the halacha of a shtar is because we are chayshish that maybe people will get mixed up and they're going to come to kasha the shtar afilu without that dor seidin. The Nesivis brings the halacha, if one has a shtar written on a dover that's yochel is daif, the shtar is written on something that's easily forged, in such a case the shtar is a possible shtar. And afilu if Eidim come and tell us that the shtar is a kosher shtar and it wasn't forged, being that it's written on a dover she yochel is daif, the shtar is still possible even though we have that dor seidin. And the reason why it's possible, Dr. Nesivis, is because we are afraid people are going to use the shtar that's yochel as daif, I feel without that does aid them, it's osi limiti. People are going to make a mistake and they're going to think that such a shtar that's written on dovash yochel as daif is a kosher shtar. But may la feel without does aid them, we come and pass the shtar. Dr. Nesivis, who are did in our case, people will get mixed up and they're going to think, I feel without that does aid them, and without that does aid them, that they signed b'seif ha-shtar mamish, I feel achi the shtar is kosher, and the maiden mishita achrenish al shtar. Being that people will get mixed up, therefore we say that in the maiden mishita achrenin shal shtar afilo with the ador seidim. There is another mahalach in the achrenin to be meyashiv the kashiv the tumim to be mechalak between Shnei Yosef ben Shimon and the case in Asugi with the eidim are made that they signed the seif ashtar mamish. The chazanish and evan ezin simen pei zayin sif katan vav is mefarish the chilik between the case of shtar that's written on a dovash a yochel is daif. That afilo if the eidim are made that it's not mezuif and it's a kosher shtar afilo achi does not have din of a malvav b'shtar. So, from the halacha that the tumim is bringing from Shnei Yosef ben Shimon that the eidim are mahani to make it into a kosher shtar. Zok the chazanish in the case when the eidim are being made that the shtar, that this is not the Yosef ben Shimon that borrowed the money, and it's only the other Yosef ben Shimon that borrowed the money. In such a case, we consider milva b'shtar. B'shas the chasimus eidim, the eidim are being made. This is an eidus. It's an eidus that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed money from the malva, and Yosef ben Shimon owes him the money. And now we have mitzamtim that it's one of the two Yosef ben Shimon that owes him the money. Being that the chasimus ha'edim by itself is an edus, it's telling us an edus that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed money. Over there it's mehani that does edim, that the edim are coming and they're going to mesalak the chash that it's the other Yosef ben Shimon. And we're mukim the shtar as a kosher shtar to be gave from the Yosef ben Shimon that the edim are made, he's the one who borrowed the money. But koza dafkif, the chasimus ha'edim be'etzim is an edus, only there's an unclarity in the edus which Yosef ben Shimon is referring to. So one can't be gaiva the money because each Yosef ben Shimon can be matcha to the other Yosef ben Shimon. But the shtar itself is saying in Eidus, it's saying that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed money from the malva. Ma'ashenken, the shtar that's nichtav on a dover sheyochel is daif is not an Eidus bechlal. Being that it is a dover sheyochel is daif, the chasimus ha'edim is ein yoklum, it's not an Eidus bechlal. It's only a day that ador ha'edim that it's a kosher shtar and it's not mezuyif. Now the shtar is made on what's nichtav b'soichi and says this is a kosher shtar. But because the shtar by itself is not saying an edus bechlal, in such a case it's not mehani that does edim to make it into a kosher shtar, and afilo a day that does edim, it only has a din of a milva apeh, not of a milva b'shtar. And memela who a din in our case over here, just like by a dovash yochel is daif, it's the same halacha. If the edim, we need the edim to come tell us that they signed b'soif hashtar mamish. If not for that, there is no edus bechlal on the last line of the shtar, because there's a chash that the malva was mezayif the last line. The chasimus eidim is not made be'etzim on the last line. It's only through the ador sa'edim that they said that they signed b'seif ashtar mamish that now we see the chasimah to be an eidus. Memele, it's not an eidus b'chlal without the ador sa'edim alper. It has a loch of a milva alper, not a milva b'shtar. It's an edimitish to Yosef ben Shimon. Over there, the eidim are being made on one of the Yosef ben Shimon's borrowed the money. And now we need the ador sa'edim to come clarify which Yosef ben Shimon. But the Chasima Seidim itself is a Eidus. It is being made on a Uvdat, being made that Yosef ben Shimon, one of the two of them, borrowed money from the Malvin. In such a case, Ados Eidim is good enough to make it into and be Mukumid as a Milva Bishtar. The Gemara continues to discuss the Braisa Hechikas Seidim Shnei Shitin Minaksavis Pasel. If one was Marchik the Chasima Seidim from the Seif Ksivas Hashtar, there's two lines between the Eidim and the Seif Hashtar. In such a case, we're Choshish for a Ziyaf and the Shtar is Pasel. And the Braisa says, Shita Achas is Kosher. But if there's only one line between the Chasima Seidim and the Seif Ksivas Hashtar, then the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar. And the Gemara is Mesupik Yiboyilu. What is the Halacha of a Shita Mechza? If it's 1.5 lines, do we say the Shtar is Kosher, which is similar to one line, or do we say it's similar to two lines and the Shtar is Pasel? And the Maskana, the Gemara, brings a Braisa, the Tanya, Hirchik, Esaidim, Shnei Shitin, Menaksav, is possible, Pachas, Mikan, is kosher. If one was Marchik, the Eidim, Shnei Shitin, Menaksav, it is possible, but anything less than two lines, it's kosher. The Maskana of the Gemara is that Shito, Mechze, is kosher, Tafka, two lines, anything less than two lines, is kosher. There is in Machlekis in the Rishainim, what is the Ibay of the Gemara, what is the Gemara being Mesupik about Shito, Mechze, Mai? Tezis in the Vermaschel Iboyelu is mefarish the suffix of the Gemara of Shito Mechza in the Oive of the Shuras of the Shtar. In the Oive Ashtar, he left the Shito Mechza, like the Gemara, Be'oifin Zed, do we say the Shtar is kosher, similar to leaving over one line, or do we say the Shtar is possible? The Hainu, if in a case where each line is 2 inches tall, a person left 3 inches of space, that's the Shito Mechza. If each line is 2 inches, he left a shita or mechza, a line and a half of space between the seif ksiva sashta and the chasima sa'idim klaut the gemara. Is that similar to two lines or is that similar to one line? The ritva is mefarish the suffix of the gemara. What is the gemara being mesupik about? Zok the ritva, do we say that in order to fit two lines in a shita or mechza, a person would have to madchik his ksav, he would have to squeeze it in? Zok the ritva, memelitz could be nikka zuyufoy, so we're not choshish, a person will be mezayif ashtar in such an oifen. He is afraid people will realize that he was mezayif the shtar, being that he has to squeeze two lines into a line and a half. Memela would not choshish that the malva was mezayif the shtar, and he will add in extra onto the shtar. Mimoisef my deboy, and then he'll have chsime seidim on this that he added. Or do we say, being that it's possible for him to squeeze it in, and he could write two lines, and even though in lemeidim mishita achreina, we're going to be learning out a davar chodesh from the second line, which is above the chsime seidim. This is similar to two lines, and we also were choshish that the malva will be mezayif in the shtar as a pasul shtar. The Mardchai in Simin Tafresh Mem Aleph brings another Mahalach, he brings the Sheet of the Rim, being Mefarish, the Suffolk of the Gemara of Shito Mechza Mai. And he explains the Suffolk of the Gemara as if they left one line of space after Seif Ksivas Hashtar, and the line after that, the Eidim sign in the middle of the Shtar, it comes that there's a Shito Mechza between the Seif Ksivas Hashtar and the Chasima Seidim. There's the first line between the Chasima Seidim and the Seif Ksivas Hashtar, and then there's the half a line before the Chasima Seidim because the Eidim sign in the middle of the line. And the Mordechai is Mazbe, the Suffolk of the Gemara. So the Mordechai, the Suffolk of the Gemara is, do we say in such a case, Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina will tell us that we don't learn out from the line which is next to the Chasima Seidim, the half a line next to the Chasima Seidim is called the Shita Achreina of the Shtar. But we could learn out from the line above that, and in Kain there's a possibility for the Malva to be Mazayif the Shtar. If the Malva will fill in a line and a half of space, and then next to where the Malva finished the Shtar on that same line, there will be the Chasima Seidim. And the maiden Mishita Achreina will tell us that we don't learn out from the last line, which is next to the Chasima Seidim, but the line above it, and such, that's not the Shita Achreina of the Shtar, and over there we will learn out from the Shita Achreina. In Kein Shita Mechza, the Malva has the possibility of being Mezayif the Shtar, and the Shtar is Apostle Shtar. Or do we say, Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina Shal Ashtar, tells us the last full line of the Shtar, Ein Lemeidin Mimena. Kidei that in such a case it should be kosher if a person left a line and a half, Chazal Mesakin Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina is the last full line of the Shtar. Memela, if a person left a Shito Mechza, if after the Seif Ksivas Ashtar he left a full line and the Eidim signed in the middle of the Shtar, Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina will tell us that we can't learn out from the full line, and in a case when it's empty and there's a space in between, the Shtar will be a kosher Shtar because there is no Cheshash, the Malva could be Mezayif such a Shtar. The Malva cannot be Mezayif. If we would fill in the last line, there would still be the Aloch of Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achreina Shal Ashtar. In Akoponim, we have two Mahalchot in Mefarish the Gemara. The Gemara clash Shito Mechza Mai. Tosis explains this to be in the Oive Hashtar. Zok Tosis, if each line is 2 inches tall, then the Suffolk of the Gemara is if there's 3 inches of space between the Seif Ksivas Hashtar and the Chasima Seidim. And the Mordechai brings the Pirish of the Ri. The Ri explains the Suffolk of the Gemara. If one left a full line and then the Eidim signed in the middle of the Shtar, then there's a Shito Mechza between the Seif Ksivas Hashtar and the Chasima Seidim. Cloud the Gemara, which line is the line we say in the Maiden Mishita Achreina? Is it the line, the half a line which is next to the Chasimus Eidim, or is it the full line on top of the Chasimus Eidim is also considered the Shita Achrina Shel Ashtar Ve'eim Lemeidin Mimana? The Braiso we mentioned earlier continues Hechik Eseidim Shnei Shitin Menaksav is possible. If one was marchik the Chasimus Eidim two lines from the Seif Ksivus Ashtar, the Shtar is possible. Pachas Mikan is kosher. But if it's anything less than two lines, then the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. And the Brai says, Mamshech ha-yarbo v'chamisha Eidim chasumen al ha-shtar. If instead of signing two Eidim, one signed four or five Eidim on the Shtar, v'nimtza echad me'an korev apostle, one of these four or five Eidim was found to be a korev, was found to be apostle. So the Brai says, afilo achi, the Shtar is still a kosher Shtar, being that he still has two kosher Eidim on the Shtar, t'iskayim Eidis b'shar, the Eidis is mekuyim with the other Eidim, with the kosher Eidim. And the Gemara explains, Misayele lechiskiya de zarayat echiskiya da amar chiskiya mila'eyu b'kravim miskasha. The Rashbam is mefarish chiskiya is going on a case when there's two lines of space between the Seif Ksivas HaShtar and the Chasimus Eidim. Zogt chiskiya, even though now the Shtar is a postal Shtar because there's a space between the Seif Ksivas HaShtar and the Chasimus Eidim, if he's mila'eyu b'kravim, if he filled up this space with a Chasim of Eidim Psulim, and then he signed the Kosher Eidim, Zogt Chizkiya, even though it's possible a Chasimus Afiluachi, now there's no space between the Seif Ksivas HaShtar and the Chasimus Eidim, and Memela the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar. And the Gemara explains, Ve'al Tetame, and don't be matmiya, how could it be if there's a space the Shtar is possible, but if he signs Possel Eidim, the Shtar is Kosher? Because we find a similar thing in Ilchas Sukkah, Avir Sukkah is Possel with three Tvachim of space in the Schach of a Sukkah is Possel, and if he puts Schach Possel, then the Shia of being Possel is up until four Tvachim, three Tvachim doesn't Possel by Schach Possel. So we see if there's an empty space, the Shia is three Tvachim is Possel, but if there's Schach Possel inside, then the Shia is four Tvachim. Who then, if there's two lines of space between the Seif Ashtar and the Eidim, it's a Possel Ashtar, but if he's Mamali the space with Eidim Psulim, with Kravim or Psulim, then the Shtar is a Kosher Ashtar. The Gisa of Rabbi Nuchananel in the Brice of Hoyabo v'chamish Eidim chasumen al ha-shtar v'nimtza echad me'an korev v'apostles like Rabbi Nuchananel's v'nimtza ha-rishoinim kreivim v'psulim. It wasn't just they found one of the Eidim to be a korev or apostle, but it's nimtza ha-rishoinim, one of the first two Eidim was found to be a korev or apostle. Over there, like the Brice at Tiskayim Eidis Peshar. Tosis brings a machlekes, he brings Shitas Rev Yudai going that it's dafka, if it's one of the first two Eidim found to be a korev or apostle, then we say this halach of this guy made this bishar. And he's mazber because if it was one of the first two Eidim found to be a korev or apostle, then we say it's nikker that he was machtim, a korev or apostle on the shtar, this that he allowed a korev or apostle to sign was the kavod chasmu. He wanted to give them kavod and allow them to sign first. But if his kavana wasn't the chasim of Eidus, being that it's nikkah that it wasn't the chasim of Eidus, therefore the halacha is tiskayim Eidus bishar. But zokt Rav Yudai going, if we find the seifa chasimus, we find in one of the seifa chasimus nimtzechem and karev apostle, the halacha is then the shtar is apostle shtar. We don't say this halacha of tiskayim Eidus bishar. And Rabbi Nutam is chaylik on this halacha. Rabbi Nutam says this, that it says even the filagis of Rabbi Nuchanan lav nimtzah rishonim kovim epsulim, it's lav dafka rishonim. If any of the Eidim were found to be a Korev apostle in the Chasimus, the halacha is Tiskayim Eidis Bishar. And the Rebbeinu Tam brings a riot to Shita from the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing a case if one tells 10 people Kisfu Get Le'ishti. What do we assume his Kavana is? Rebbe Yechanan says his Kavana is Shnayim Mishum Eidim Bekulam Mishum Tanai. His Kavana is that they should write a get, two of them should sign B'Tayrus Eidus, and the other eight should sign on the get, not B'Tayrus being Eidim on the get, only once in Mepharsim Adover, it's a tonight that he wishes for them to sign on the get, but they're not signing B'Tayrus Eidus. And Reish Lakish holds that Kulam Misham Eidim is Kavana, there should be 10 Eidim on the Chasimus Aget, and they're all signing B'Tayrus Eidus. And the Gemara explains one of the Nafkamins between Rebbe Yechanan and Reish Lakish, if it was Nimtza Echem Yem Karev Apostle. The man, the Yomer that the Eidim are signing with Tyrus Eidus, if it's Nimsa, one of the Eidim are a Karev or Apostle, then the Get is Apostle a Get. But according to the man, the Yomer that it's Shnayim Isham Eidim and eight of them are signing with Tyrus Tanai, if it's Nimsa, Echamim, Karev or Apostle, then Tiskayim Eidus with the two Ksherim, and the male of the Get would still be a Kosher a Get. And the Gemara is Messiah is Kosef, we find in the last eight signatures we found the Karev Apostle, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says those eight are signing with Tyrus Tanai. The halacha is nimtzeichem yam koyev apostle the shtar, the get is a kosher get. But zog the Gemara, what is the halacha if one of the first two Eidim that signed were found to be a koyev apostle according to Rabbi Yechanan? And the Gemara brings a machlikis, ammi la kosher ve ammi la apostle. Amila Koshes, because we assume if this one was found to be apostle, his chasim was b'teiris tenai and not b'teiris edis, and therefore even though he was nimtza karev apostle, afilu achi the get still a kosher get, because there are two kosher edim signed on the get. And Amila apostle, the Gemara says, the Mandiyama who says it is apostle is not b'etzem apostle, b'etzem it's a kosher get, like the Mandiyama of Amila kosher. The Mandiyama of Amila apostle holds that we are afraid if one of the first two edim were found to be a karev apostle, and we're going to say still it's a kosher get, people will get mixed up and think that Craven could sign, and there are kosher ladies they could sign on shtaris, and they'll mix up Gittin and Shar shtaris. They'll come Asila Achlufi b'Shar shtaris. They'll sign two Edim, and one of the two Edim will be a Karver apostle, where in such a case it's apostle Ashtar. People will confuse this that we said Nimtzechem and Karver apostle, this guy made this b'Shar, with the Halacha that Craven can't sign on a get, and they're going to think that Craven are kosher ladies. Zakta Beinatam, it's Mavua from the Gemara that there's more of a chshash of the Eidim that signed from the first two signatures than the Eidim signed on the rest of the signatures. The Gemara is Mavua that if they sign in the first two, there's a Asi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris. Manshenkin Bishar Chasimis, there is no chshash. So we see there's more of a chshash in the first two Chasimis. Zakta Beinatam, it's a Rayat Eshita. According to Rav Yudai Goyin, it's more kosher if the Nimtzechem and Karev Apostle was from the first two Chasimis. Dr. Beinatam, we see from the Gemara Gittin, it's more apostle, there's more of a cheshash, and therefore it's a raya that if our Gemara says, Nimtzeechem yam karev apostle tiskayim ha'edis b'shar, it's lav dafka nimtzo ha'rishoinim, if it's any of the chasimis, it's found to be a karev apostle tiskayim ha'edis b'shar. But fekta Beinatam, akasha from the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Yitchesem ha'beiz, it's leiser our Gemara. The Gemara and Gittin and Daf Yitchesem ha'beiz, there's an amilah, the apostle, the Gemara says there's a cheshash that people will get mixed up. If one of the first two Edim are found to be a Karev or apostle, they're Asila Chlufi b'Shar Shtaris, they're going to come and get mixed up with Shar Shtaris and think that Kravim are Kashel Edis on Shtaris. In fact, the Beinatam, why is it that our Gemara says, Nimtzeechem yam Karev or apostle, Tiskayim Edis b'Shar? Why don't we also have this cheshash that people are going to be Asila Chlufi b'Shar Shtaris, they're going to think that Kravim are Kashel Edis, and they're going to come to sign Kravim on a Shtar? And there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer this kasha, the steer from the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Yitchesim and based to our sugya, whether or not by Nimtzeechem yam Karev apostle, we say there's a cheshash that people will confuse and osi lechlufi b'shar shtaris and think that Kravim are kosher lahoit. Rabbi Natam is mechalik that it's dafka in the Gemara by Chasimis Aget, in the Gemara and Gittin, which is discussing Chasimis Aget, over there there's a cheshash osi lechlufi b'shar shtaris. And he explains because the halacha of a get is that the Edim are not chosim ze shaloi bifnei ze. The Edim are all signed by a get zebifnei ze. So being that by Edim they're all signed in front of each other, and still we find he signed the Kraven first, all the Edim were sitting around ready to sign, and he picked the Kraven to sign first. Al korchach Kraven are kosher for Edis, why is it that he had them sign first? It must be that Edim are kosher for Edis, and therefore there's a cheshash that people will think that Kraven are kosher for Edis. Memele, if one of the first two ones was nimtza me'echem em karev apostle, the halacha is if it's from the first two Edim it is possible. But Zakta Beinatam is kozeh dafka by Gittin that the Edim are choysim ze bifnei ze. Mashaking by Shar Shtaris with Allah is Edim could be choysim ze shaloi bifnei ze. So people won't get mixed up even though they'll see Kravim on the Shtar. They're not going to think it's because Kravim are kosher lahor. They're going to realize that it's only because he had the Kravim in front of him and he wanted a lot of Edim to sign on the Shtar. So he asked the Karev to sign and he was around so he signed first. And then he went and found the kosher Edim and the kosher Edim signed after him. But it wasn't that he picked the Karev to sign first, even though the Kosher Eid was in front of him. So over here, there's no chashash that people will think that the Karev is really Kosher Eidus. They'll realize that he's only signing Lekavet Ba'alma. He's only signing because he wants to be Memali Ishtar with Eidim. And Memela, there is no chashash. It's Asi Lechlufi B'Shar Shtaris. Zok Tebreis and Nimtzeechem Yam Karev Apostle. Teskayim Eidus B'Shar. The Ramban in Gittin and Rabbi Yonah in our sugya say another teretz to answer the steer between the Gemara Gittin and Daf Yitchesim and Beis that there's a chashash of Asi Lechlufi B'Shar Shtaris. And our Gemara that Nimtzeechem Yam Karev Apostle, where we say that Allah is Teskai Meidus B'Shar and we're not chashish that Asi Lechlufi B'Shar Shtaris, and they're going to think that Kravim are kosher Lahoit. And the Ramban and Rabbi Yonah Mechalik, it's Dafkin, the Gemara in Gittin, where he said unto all 10 of them, Kisvu Gerle Ishti, he said, Chismu Kulchem, he wanted all of them to sign on the Shtar. Two of them are signing B'Tayris Eidus, and the other eight are signing B'Tayris that tonight that he wishes for them to sign on the get. But I'll call upon him, in order for the get to be a kosher get, they all have to sign, they all have to be Mekayim the tonight, and the tonight is that all of them have to sign. So being that they're being Chosim in Adin, we go over to them, tell them they have to sign to make the get into a kosher get. In such a oifen, it is a cheshash, it's Asila Chufi B'Shash Taurus, people are going to see these Eidim have to sign, and they come to sign to make the get kosher. Then maybe they're going to confuse this with Shash Taurus, they're going to think that Kravim are kosher lahard. Mashenkin, when it comes to our sugya, in our sugya of Shar Shtaris, with Nimtzeechem Yam Karev Apostle, this kaim edus peshar, being that the Korov and the Apostle didn't have to sign, there's other two other kosher edim that are signing, and they're only signing as a mili edim ba'alma to be mamali ishtar with edim to be mefarsim adavar, but they're not signing b'tayus edus. People will realize that they're not signing b'tayus edus. They're not going to mix this up with shar shtaris, and therefore there's no chash of osi lechlufi b'shar shtaris the alma, and we don't say that people are going to think that kravim are kosher lahat. There's a third mahalach to be miyashiv the stira between the Gemara Gittin and Daf Yud Chesam and Beis and our sugya, whether or not there's osi lechlufi b'shtar shtaris, and you think that kravim are kosher lahat. The Yamam in Parakeh from Milchasedis Halachavav Paskin, the shtar that was Eidov Merubin, there was more than two Eidim, and Nimtzachem Yamkar, the apostles, Dr. Yamam, there's a chilik. If there's an Eidis Berura, if we have two Eidim in Bezin telling us that all the Eidim that signed on the shtar, they were Yoshvu, Lachtam, Yachtov, they all sat down together to sign on the shtar, Dr. Yamam, in Iskavnu Kulam Lahoid, then they will all be Mechavin to be Meyed, Arezer, Bottle, then the Halachas, Nimtzachem Yamkar, the apostles, they do some Betela. The Gemara tells us in Makas on the Avav, if by Eidus Alpeh, there's Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, four Eidim come to be made together, and one of these four Eidim is found to be a Korev Apostle, then even though there are two Kosher Eidim, the Halacha is Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, Eidusam Betela. Dr. Yamam, if all the Eidim sat down together, they signed together, then it's Niskavnu Kulam Lahoya, they will all be Mechavim for Eidus, then we have the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, Eidusam Betela. But Dr. Yamam and Vlav, if you don't have any clear Eidus telling us that they all signed together, we assume that they didn't all sign together, then Dr. Yamam Tiskayim Eidus Peshar, that's the Psak and the Bryce in our Sugya, that if Nimtzach Mim Korev Apostle, we say Tiskayim Eidus Peshar with the two Kosher Eidim, the Shtar is Mekuyim and the Shtar is still a Kosher Shtar. And the Kesef Mishnah is Mazbe, the Yamam is coming to answer this theory, the Kashif and the Gemara Gittin to our Sugya. And the Rambam was Mefarish that our Sugya is discussing that we don't have any Eidus Mefurish telling us that the Eidim signed together. So we don't assume the Eidim signed together, therefore we don't have a clear Eidus telling us Niskavnu Kulam Lohoid, but mainly we don't have the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela, the Halacha is Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. Mashenkin, the Gemara and Gittin is discussing where they all sat down to sign together. The Mela Zakhtar Rambam in a case by Shar Shtoris, when the Eidim sat down to sign together, the Halacha is Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela, we have the Halacha of the Gemara Makis, that if one of the Eidim is found to be a Korev or Apostle Eidusam is Betela. Zakhtar Kesef Mishnah is Kolze Dafka Bishar Shtoris, this Psak of the Rambam of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela is Dafka Bishar Shtoris. And the Kesef Mishnah is Mazbe because there's a chilik between Gittin and Shar Shtaris. By Gittin, the Iker Eidim being made and creating the Get into a Get are the Eidim Mesira. So being that we pass the Eidim Mesira Karti, and by a Get, those are the Iker Eidim, therefore there is no Halachim Me'iker Adin of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela on the Eidei Chasima. It's Dafke by Shar Shtaris that Agam, even by Shar Shtaris, we paskin Eidim Mesira Karti. Zokta Kesef Mishnah, Mikom Mokim, the Eidim aren't the Eidei Chasima, are still an Iker, just like the Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chasima are Iker Chelik of the Shtar, and by Shar Shtaris it still passes the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela Afilo on the Eidei Chasima. By shaking by Gittin Iker Adin, we don't have the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela. Zokta Gemara and Gittin, but Al Kopanim, there's an Osi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris, when they all sign together, whereby Shar Shtaris to the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle Eidusam Betela, even though by a Get Meiker Adin we don't have this Psul, there's an Osi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris. But Al Kopanim, the Chiluk between the Sugya and Gittin and our Sugya, why over there we say there's a Cheshash of Osi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris, because over there we're talking about Chosmu Kul and Yachad, they all sat down to sign together, Viniskavnu Kul and Lahoyt. We assume the all being Mechavin Feidis, and we have the Halacha of Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle. Mashenkin and our Sugya, we are discussing that they didn't all sit down to sign together. We don't have an Eidus Berurah that they signed together. In such an oifen, the Halacha is Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. Al Kopanim, we said over a Machlikus, so we show him this that we say Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, Tiskayim Eidus Bishar, Das Rev Yudoi Goin at Stavkov, was Nimtza Rishonim Korev Mepsulim. And Rabbeinu Tam is Chaylik, Rabbeinu Tam says is Lav Dafka, Rishonim, if any of the Eidim are found to be a Korev Apostle, the Halacha is Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. And Rabbeinu Tam brings a Raya from the Gemara and Gittin, where it's Mevur, there's more of a Chash of Asi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris, if the first two Eidim were found to be Korev Mepsulim, then even the Mandel who says that Bishar HaChasimis, Nimtza Echem and Korev Apostle, it's Kosher, Afiloach, in the first two Eidim it's possible. It's like the Rabbeinu Tam and our Sugi that we're saying it's Kosher, if the first two Eidim are Kosher, Kosher can Bishar HaChasimis, it is Kosher. And for Tosis, a steer between the Sugya and Gittin and our Gemara, the Gemara and Gittin is a cheshash of Osi Lechlufi Bishar Shtaris, if Nimtza Echem Yam Korev Apostle, if we're going to say it's kosher, people are going to think that Kravim are kosher Lahoit. And in our Sugya, it's Mevur, the Halacha is Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. And we still have a three Mahalchim in the Rishayim to answer this theory. Tosis brings Rishayim, Rabbeinu Tamna is Mechalak, that by getting the Eidim Achoysim Zebif Neiseh, so being that all the Eidim were there, and he signed the Kraven first, there's a Cheshash that they're going to think the Kraven Makosh Eloid, and that's why he had him signed first. Mashenkin by Shahash Torres, that you signed Zesh Eloibif Neiseh, even if the Kraven signed first, people will realize that the Karev signed first, because that's what he found first, but his Kavana wasn't in the Chasimus HaKarev to be an Eidis, and to sky him Eidis Beshah, that was his Kavana for Eidis. So the Mahalach of the Ramban in Gittin and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Amifarish, the Chilik, that by Gittin where they have to sign the Shtar, being that he said Chismu Kulchem, he wanted all 10 of them to sign, two are signing with Torah's Edom, and Edom and Eid are signing with Torah's tonight. But Al Kapanah, they have to sign, they're signing Min Adin, then there's a Chashash Asi Lechulfi B'Shash Torah's, and people are going to think that Kraven Makosh Elohad. Mashenkin and Arsugi, where Edom don't have to sign, we only need two Edom, and they're signing not Min Adin, people will realize that they're only signing as to be Mimali the Shtar B'Edom, and they're not signing with the Kavon of Edis. And therefore, the halacha is that we're not chishish asi lechlufi b'sharish taris, and they're going to think that kreivim akashir lahad. And the third malach we set up is the Rambam is mechalik, whether or not they all sat down together to sign, then there's the halacha of nimtza echem yam kar v'epas leidusim b'teila. Mashenkin and Argamar, we assume that they didn't sit down together to sign, and they weren't mechavim lahad, and male, there is no halacha of nimtza echem yam kar v'epas leidusim b'teila. And Agam de Gemara Gittin is mefarish. It's only because Asi lechlufi b'shashtaris. It's not a psul min adin. Zok the Kesef Mishnah is a chiluk between Gittin and Shashtaris. By Shashtaris, the halacha is nimtzeh echem kaver pasul on the edei chasima. Also, it's a dusam b'teila. By shaking by Gittin, the ikar of the Gittin is edei mesira karti. The edei mesira, the ikar edim on the get, and therefore min adin there is no psul of nimtzeh echem kaver pasul on the edei chasima. Only if we're going to say it's kosher by Gittin, it's asil lechlufi b'sharash taris, they're going to think that there is no halach of nimtzechem yam kar v'epas leidusim b'teila, and therefore according to one man the Yomar, they passed if one of the first two Edim were found to be a kar v'epasol, it's possible because asil lechlufi b'sharash taris. On the etzem halacha mentioned in the Braisa by Chasimus HaShtaris, if it was Edov merubin v'nimtzechem yam kar v'epasol tiskayim edus b'shar, we mentioned earlier the Gemara in Makis on the Afheim at Beis. The Gemara says, "By Eidus Alpeh, for Eidim come to be made in Bezdin, v'nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasol." The Gemara brings Exeris Akosov that Eidusim b'Teila, even though we have two kosher Eidim, if one of the three or four Eidim is found to be a kar v'epasol, Eidusim b'Teila. For Ektoisvus, my shnof from our Braisa, why by Chasim Eshtoris do we say nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasol? There it's Tiskayim Eidus b'Shah. When it comes to Eidus Alpeh, the Gemara Makis tells us. And Tosis answers that the Gemara tells us when Edom come out pet to be made, it's only if they all came together to be made. We ask them if they're coming la asude asiso, or they only came to see. We ask them as they come into Bezdin if they're coming to be made. And if they didn't come to be made, again they all came to Bezdin together. There is no halacha of nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasle idusam b'teila. It's dafka if they came to be made together, then we say nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasle idusam b'teila. Zoktosis, when it comes to Chasimus HaShtaris, we assume that the Eidim that are signing are without a Kavanah to be made, they're only signing to be Memali the Shtar, and being that the signature is only for Milu Shtaris and not for Eidus, there is no halacha of Nimtzeichem Yam Kar V'Epasle Dusam B'Teila. It's dafka by an Eidus Alpeh that if they come with a Kavanah to be made, then we say Nimtzeichem Yam Kar V'Epasle Dusam B'Teila. And Tosis says, again by Eidus Alpeh, we ask the Eidim if they came to see or they came to be made. When it comes to an Eidus B'Shtar, we don't even have to ask the Eidim whether or not their Kavanah was to be made B'Shas Chasim Asan. Zoktosis, when it comes to Eidus Alpeh, we have to mekabel the Eidim and make sure the Eidim are kosher. Mashenkin, when it comes to Eidus B'Shtar, it's the Eidim that are chasumen ala Ashtar is k'misha nechkere dusan bebezden. Then Zoktosis, if it's nechkere dusan bebezden and we assume the Shtar to be a kosher Ashtar, means we are assuming that the Eidim absum that signed did not sign with the Kavanah to be made. They signed for the Milu Ishtaris, and therefore there is no halach of Nimtzeichem Yam Kar V'Epasle Idusam B'Teila. There is a second mahalach, Rabbeinu Yonah brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara brings a Hekish and Exeris HaKosev, that Nimtzeichem Yam Kar V'Epasle Idusam B'Teila is Dafka Hekish, the Inyan Eidus HaPeh. The Pasuk is only discussing an Eidus HaPeh, Mashenkin Eidus B'Shtar is not Nichol in this Exeris HaKosev, and therefore it does not have the halach of Nimtzeichem Yam Kar V'Epasle Idusam B'Teila. It's not bechlal the xeris akosav of nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasle idusam b'teila, and therefore the psak and our brayis is tiskayim eidus b'shar. And there's a third mahalach. Why is it that we don't say in our sugya of nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasle? Why don't we say the halacha of the gemara makis that idusam b'teila? Why is it that we say the psak is tiskayim eidus b'shar? We mentioned earlier the Rambam in Perakein Mehilchis Eidus Halacha Vav. The Rambam is mechalik. If the Eidim signed together with a kavanah to be made, then we say nimtzeichem yam kar v'epasle idusam b'teila. Manshenkin, if they didn't sign together, then we say the halacha of our braisa mentioned in our Gemara, Tiskayima Eidus Bishar. And it's mevuah from the Rambam that we assume if we don't have an Eidus Brua that the Eidim signed together, we assume it to be a kosher echasima, that the Eidim didn't sign with the Kavana to be Meir, that the apostle didn't sign with the Kavana la Eidus, and therefore it's Nimtzum Echmem Karev Apostle Tiskayima Eidus Bishar. But if we have an Eidus Brua, if Eidim come to be Meir to us that the Eidim signed together with the Kavana to be Meir, then we say this halacha of Nimtzum Echmem Karev Apostle Eidusam Bitaylo. And this is very similar to the Mahalach of Tosfos, only there's a Yesodus to Kechilik between the Shita Saramam and Shita Satosfos. And Reb Chaim and Elchasidus is Mazbe Barichos to Machlekas between the Rambam and Tosfos. And Reb Chaim explains that Tosfos says there's a din of Nechkre Dusan Bebezdin, that Ashtar, that Te'idin, that Ashchasuman al Ashtar, it's Nechkre Dusan Bebezdin, that there's a Kosher Eidus. And Zok Tosfos, Nichol on this, that it's Nechkre Dusan Bebezdin, is that only the Ksheim signed with the Kavana to be made, the Psulim did not sign with the Kavana to be made. And according to Tosfos, if Edom would come be meyed, that the Edom psulim signed with a kavana to be meyed, afilu achi the shtar would be kosher. Just like the Gemara in Ksubos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us that the Edom that come and say anusim ayinu, they want to come and say be seiser the nechkere dusan of the shtar. They come and say this that we signed in the shtar, it was b'tayrus oynis without any special nemanis of a pesha. Also, the Gemara is mevuah that the Edom are not nemant kiven jigit shavein achayzo magit. And even if you have two other Edim come and say that a shtar is mezuyah, if it's a trey or trey, Edim are not nemon to be seiser achasim of a shtar, the nechkere dusim bebezdin is two Edim. Zok Reb Chaim, who adin, according to Tosfos, is the nechkere dusim bebezdin that we assume the Edim didn't sign with the kavanah to be made. And I feel if two other Edim would come be made to us, that the Edim signed with the kavanah to be made, would be a trey or trey, the Edim are not nemon to be seiser the shtar would still be a kosher, a shtar would be a trey or trey. Dr. Chaim is causal of Vishita Satosis, the Ramam is Mavur, that if Edom come and are made, that the Edom sign together, the Edom are Neman, and then we say Nimsechem Yam Karev Apostle Dusan Betela. It's Mavur from the Ramam that it's not Bechlal the Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin, this that the Edom Psulim didn't sign with the Kavanah to be made. That's not Bechlal the Salach of Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin, therefore the Edom are Neman to pass all the Shtar. And in Kain Lechayet Shver, so why is it that if the Edom don't come and tell us that the Edom signed with the Kavanah to be made, we assume that the Psulim didn't sign with the Kavanah to be made? Lechayet, the whole reason why we assume the Shtar is Kosher, we accept Edus, is because of the Allah of Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin. And if the Ramam is Chaylik on Tosfos, and we don't have the Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin to include that the Edom didn't sign with the Kavanah to be made, so why is it that without any Edus, Minastam, we assume the Shtar is Kosher, we assume the Edom Psulim signed without a Kavanah to be made? L'chayim in Astam, it should be a suffix. Did the Edom Sulim sign with the Kavanah to be made or not? Then we should need a raya in order to might see Mammon that the Edom signed without a Kavanah to be made. And Reb Chaim is Masber that there are two chalokim to an Edus that Edom are made when we say that Edom are chasumen al Ashtar, it's Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin and the Ashtar is made on the Uvda. Zok Reb Chaim, when the Edom sign on the Ashtar, that's a Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin on whatever it says in the Ashtar happened. And if the Ashtar says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, the Edom b'chasim mostan it's nechkere dusan bebezdin that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and on that it doesn't pass the halacha of nimtzeichem yam korev apostle dusan b'teila. Each aid who signs is nechkere dusan bebezdin by itself. Each aid is a separate kabbalas aidus bebezdin and doesn't pass on this halacha of nimtzeichem yam korev apostle dusan b'teila. And on that there's a nechkere dusan bebezdin. You have an aidus that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. Zok Reb Chaim, there's a second chedik to the aidus that the Edom are being made. B'shchas chasim osam, there's also an edus the Edom are saying that they are signing the shtar b'kashus and they're signing on the shtar. This edus is that there's a chasim b'kashus on whatever it says in the shtar. The shtar itself is made on the uvda that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. But b'shchas chasim osam, there's also an edus that the Edom are saying that they are signing and the shtar is a kosher shtar. Zok Reb Chaim, agam itzad the halacha of the Edom that they're being made that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. There is no halacha of nimtzeichem yam korev apostle edusam b'teila. Each one is nechkor by itself in a separate bezdin. But kolze b'negeir the edus on the uvda. B'negeir this that the edim are made on the kashrus of the shtar, that chasimosin is nasa b'kashrus and the shtar is a kosher shtar. On this all the edim are signing together and all the edim are being made together. And on this is the halacha of nimtzeichem yam korev apostle edusam b'teila. Memela, without any edim coming and saying that they all signed together, we could assume the shtar is a kosher shtar. We have a shtar that comes with Fanenu with a nechkere dusan bebezdin that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. Memela, that's neskabel such an edus. We don't have to stop being choshish that the edim there's any zaitig psulim, any side psulim in the edus, and therefore we assume a nechkere dusan bebezdin and we assume that the shtar is a kosher shtar and Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. We accept this edus. But if Edom come b'faneinu and tell us that all the Edom signed together, afilu the apostles signed together with all the other Edom, im kein is a nimtza echem yam koi v'apostel mitzad, the Edis that they're being made, that the shtar was signed b'kashrus, then there's a halacha that Edusan is b'teila mitzad, this Edis that they're being made, the shtar is signed b'kashrus, then we have a psul in the shtar, umimele the shtar is apostel the shtar, and can't be made on the uvdom, we no longer have a raya that Reuven barred from Shimon $100. Now, Kopanim, we have three Pirushim, and why is it that when it comes to Chasimas on the Shtar, we don't see the Allah of the Mitzach, we have Kaveh Pasle Dusan Betela? Tosis is Mefarish, there's a Nechkwe Dusan Bebezmi, a Mekabel, the Edis that Mestamu was done by Kashris, and the Edim signed on the Shtar without a Kavanah to be made, and therefore there's no Allah of the Mitzach, we have Kaveh Pasle Dusan Betela. Rabbi Nirene bin Chita said, Rabbi Nitam, that it's Dafkin Edis al Per, that we have the Xeris al Kosov of Nimsech, we have Kaveh Pasle Dusan Betela. We don't have this din of Nimtzeach Miyam Kaveh Pasleh Dusan B'Teila. And we said over the Shita Sariyamam is similar to Taisus that we assume the Edom signed without a Kavanah to be made. It's Dafka if we have an Edis telling us that they signed with a Kavanah to be made, then Nimtzeach Miyam Kaveh Pasleh Dusan B'Teila. Only Reb Chaim is Mefarish, the Chiluk between the Rambam and Taisus. Taisus holds this is Bechlal, the Nechkrei Dusan B'Bezdin, that we assume just like the Shtar is assumed to be Kosher, Nechkrei Dusan B'Bezdin that was done by Kashus and Edom Sulin signed without a Kavanah to be made. And repeat the Asar Yamam Mebchaim is Mazbe, that there is no Nechkre Dusan Bebezin that the Edom signed without a Kavanah to be made, and therefore it's kosher. Memela Edom and Neman to tell us that the Edom signed with a Kavanah to be made, and then we would say, Dimtzeach Mehem Karev Apostle Dusan Betela. And in Canaan's back, Shver, if we don't have a Nechkre Dusan Bebezin, so why is it that we don't say the Halacha? Why aren't we Choshish if we found one of them to be apostle, that maybe he signed with a Kavanah to be made, and Dimtzeach Mehem Karev Apostle Dusan Betela? And if Chaim is Mazbir, because there are two Edis in that Edom are made b'shas Chasim on the Shtar, there's the Edis on the Uvdo that Reuven barred from Shimon $100, and on that there is no Psula of Nimtzeachem Yom Kor V'Postei Dusan B'Teila, each Ed signed by itself, and it's Nechkei Dusan by itself, there's no Halacha, they have a Kat of Edom, that we should say Nimtzeachem Yom Kor V'Postei Dusan B'Teila. But there's also an Edis that the Edom are being made a Chasimos, and that's being Nasir B'Kashis, that this Chasim is the Edis on the Shtar. And if they, on that Edis, if they all signed together, they are being magid, they're all being, there's a God that's Edis together that they all signed the Shtar b'kashis and are being made on the Shtar that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. And on that is Allah of Nimtzeachem Yom Kor V'Postei Dusan B'Teila. B'meila b'makom we don't have Ados Edim, we could just assume the Shtar is a kosher Shtar with a Nechkei Dusan B'Bezna on the Uvdu that Reuven barred from Shimon $100. But if Edim come and are made, that is, they all signed together, and the apostle was amongst them, then there's a halacha of Nimtzeachem Yom Kor V'Postei Dusan B'Teila, that the entire Edis, that the Edom, their Chasimah should be an Edis on the Shtar, and it's done B'Kashrus, that Edis is Batul, Memeil, the Shtar is Batul, and we would say Nimtzeachem Yom Kor V'Postei, they do some B'Teila, the Shtar is Apostle, the Shtar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.